Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 go brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and a convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Definitely don't blame my mama. And welcome back to another one. Another one of Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 3, Verse 14. That's chapter 3, verse 14 of Man in the Streets. That man stands for, well, it's an acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, news. And, of course, the number here, for those who are online and looking at that number, you can feel free to do what our next 3 callers have done. You can definitely dial in at 646-478-0944 phone number. That's 646-478-0944 phone number. What I am going to make the attempt to do is at least let people know what is going on here so that I'll go through my disclaimers, and then I'll be going through real quick. This is like a fast hour. We have about, 6 or 7 things to talk about. We know there'll be some announcements. So in order, I'll be going through, of course, that 216-288, followed by 216-376, followed by area code 646-500. So with that being said, 3 quick disclaimers. Only take 2 minutes or less. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I promise you I will listen for as long as I can, but I will listen. And also, disclaimer number three, you press 1 to talk, but Blog Talks Worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to stop, hey, stay silent. You'll go back on hold, but we hope that you will talk. If something happens and you decide you want to speak in a little while after that, you can definitely do that. And what we'll do for you is you just hang up, call back. We'll do our best to get you on the line. So with that being said, we're going to go to the first person who has sat there, listen to me ramble. 216-288, you're on live. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. And Mr. Fuller, I'm glad to hear that you are on the air because I've been waiting and waiting to learn something. Keep up the good work. I think you're doing an excellent job.
Hey, I appreciate you. If you hold the line, we have a few things to get into, and I'm sure there'll be a few other people to call in, too. So we thank you so much. And with that being said, see, I'm doing everything I can to make sure people don't have to, like, wait a long time and all of that. So, of course, I thank people who do call in, and I know what I did say that needed to be done. So I'm going to see who's next on that 216-376 phone number. How are you this evening? 216-376, you're on live. And I can appreciate that. Like I said, sometimes people do call in just to listen, and I pray that I'll be able to say something in just a little while. I might have to go to one of the other stories real quick. I'm going to 646 area code 500. That's 646 area code 500. How are you this evening?
I'm all right.
That's good. Hey, why did you call in this particular evening, and how are you?
I'm calling to listen for Christian Clark.
Oh, okay. You know something? That's one thing I can always say. I appreciate you for doing that. You do call in, and you do support Brother Christian.
Yeah.
So that's a blessing in itself. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say, especially with the playoff having started, and a few other things of late, like the draft and everything else. So what I'll do is I will definitely ask you to hold on. We expect for him to be calling in shortly, and I thank you once again for tuning in.
Thank you.
All right. You know something? Since I have a few people online, a couple of others who want to know certain things that are going on, and I feel very thankful, I should at least go from number 10 backwards to number 1 on, like, the charts and everything like that. But before I do, maybe, just maybe, I'll start off and get my high voice in so I can at least talk about something that a lot of people use it, but they don't know what it means. So with that being said, we're going to go by and give you the meaning of the word snitch. Snitch means informer. In other words, he told on his comrades, or he snitched on his comrades, or he informed on his comrades. Snitch is a decades-old term that has lasted longer than other terms that meant the same thing, such as stewie, which was short for stool pigeon. Now, stool pigeon and snitch are street terms that criminal organizations, as well as law enforcement, they use those terms to describe confidential. Here's the thing. Confidential, and, like, just that's what it is. They're street terms that criminal organizations, as well as law enforcement, to describe confidential or criminal informing and informers who supply information to those in law enforcement without the consent of the ones being investigated. Again, that's just what the terms snitch and stool pigeon mean. It's street terms that criminal organizations, as well as law enforcement, used to describe confidential or criminal informers who supply information to those in law enforcement without the consent of the ones being investigated. Now, there are some of you out there who misuse the word snitch. Like, if someone rapes a woman, molests a child, robs or murders someone, kills somebody in accidental crossfire, hit, skip, run accidents, then if you witness it and call the police to get rid of these fools, then you aren't snitching. What you are doing is standing up for and protecting your community or your area before these fools wind up doing the same thing to you. Now, in order to be a snitch, you would have to wear a wire and not be forthcoming with information. Case in point, let's just throw this out there. The National Action Network's own Reverend Al Sharpton admitted he worked with the federal officials in wiretapping and wiretap talks with mafia contacts in the 80s and would do it again. That's what he said. He'd do it all again if his life was threatened. He said he didn't know if the conversations he initiated with Joseph Bonanno, a.k.a. Joe Banner, and recorded in conjunction with the FBI, ultimately helped take down the Genovese crime family members, but said that he had conversations for the purposes of trying to solicit them to repeat threats and would do so again if someone threatened him. Now, this does and would make a lot of sense, but a real snitch can't give details. And if this was just about him being threatened, then why can't he give details of his conversations? I mean, somebody threatens me or my mom or anything like that, I could definitely give you those certain things. Now, the problems with all of this is that he didn't just give the details of his conversations, but he didn't say what equipment was used or the circumstances. Why did Al Sharpton, the Reverend, at first deny when all he had to do was admit to it, especially in the late 80s when the subject first came out? Now, the one thing that should be clear is that although our president, Don King, they have stood up for Reverend Al Sharpton, the Reverend has only attacked the story about him but not offered his own account of events. So once again, if I see someone committing an act of violence and call the police, it's a civic duty because it's something I can speak on clearly. But if I'm working with the feds, wearing wiretaps, to coerce info out of someone else, that is what actual snitching is. So let's keep it real. Let's know the definitions of what we use out there in the streets, because a lot of times we misuse things out there in the streets when we've had to go out there and let people know, hey, dealing with your community, dealing with things that's going on, that definitely is not snitching. I'm going to take the time that I'm very thankful I get the chance to do this, because we have a few other stories, a few other events, a few things that are going on. I want to let people know our top 10 artists of the week from a Monday to a Monday. We'll start from number 10 all the way back up to number 1. Number 10 spot, Miss Chocolate Cake. Number 9, Suave Gotti. Number 8, Monica Phillips. She had a real, it's becoming requested again. Very nice spirituals tune. Number 7, Sheriff Kilroy. Number 6, Brand New, Legit Paper for Pound and Connect Management. More on that later on. Of course, number 5, HJS Music. Number 4, Emax the Image, Varsity Music Zone, R&B singer. Number 3, AMOR presents Alliance. Has something to do with Chilling in the Chapel. More on that later. Number 2, AMOR presents OXE, Chilling in the Chapel. More on that later. Number 1 spot is, of course, Ballhead Fred. Of course, he's made sure recently to get radio DJs copies of the song that was banned on Facebook and YouTube. It's the KGZ song. KGC. One thing about the brother, Ballhead Fred, he hands out DVDs for knowledge. Just different DVDs for people to hear, learn more about themselves. I respect him for doing that. This, though, is one of the strongest tracks I've heard from that brother in years. So what we're going to do is definitely put that on and just say that we thank you very much for tuning in once again with us. This is, of course, Man in Streets, Music, Activism News, We will be right back shortly after KGV.
Throw my hoodie on for this.
Zone. Let's go and find Zimmerman with a hoodie on. This is hardcore rap, nigga. This ain't soft, creepy ass crack. I need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's the white media culture. But little Drake is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon. He couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker, he's a Mexican. Damn, I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga, you're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If we violent to these pecker woods, we got them real scary. Fear of a black planet, they just a bunch of fags. They can burn the cross, but I'll burn your flag. Dang, yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker, do a drive-by on them. Yeah, yeah. Kill George Zimmerman, despite his murder. You Uncle Tom niggas, I'ma smack you backwards. America is ran by nigga hating crackers. That fucking beast, we ain't trying to get rid of it. That white devil out here motherfucking kicking it. Now put a dick in it, pussy nigga, what the fuck? Give his ass a dollar bill, in other words, get your buck. Now that's what's up, share the enemy's blood and screaming more murder on Zimmerman like bone thugs. Yo, when the bug, when nigga, I'ma squash it. These coon niggas agreeing with the verdict, now let's stop it. I'ma drop it like science, I'ma tell the truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga pass a shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
KGZ, yes, one of our original artists from our area, 216-440, Ballhead Fred. Definitely the track that he had a video out. That one was banned on Facebook and YouTube. And the only thing that I find very interesting about that, I hate to say it, but on YouTube, I see so much already. There's graphic violence, people using the N-word. You can see rapes, catfighting, and it's very interesting that a very quote-unquote self-explanatory upfront song got yanked real quick. But I want to let people know, should you choose to use that number of 646-478-0944, you can, for those who are still holding the line, and for the others who have let me know definitely off air that you were just calling to listen in, I appreciate it. We do have a lot of extra information coming through, but first I want to let people know that if you choose to, choose to use that 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Talk on a Wednesday at 9 p.m. Now, that's a whole 90-minute show, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Hood Talk international politics broke down to a local level with Emacs, the image, and the mindset. Also, you can use that 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Tunes Radio, which, of course, airs on Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101 with Emacs, the image. And the reason that I'm getting into some of those things is because I just want to make sure people do have that important information that they can use. As a matter of fact, I want to check and see what's going on right now. I'm going straight to a number of 216-205, area code 216-205. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well, Mr. P. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. What's going on with you, and do you have any news about anything that's coming up?
Oh, me and the boys are just calling in to listen to you and make sure that we invite everybody out Saturday to come out to see the wrestling for the UXWA out in Brooklyn, Ohio.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm glad you did call in to bring that up. And if I'm looking at it, it starts around 7 p.m., am I correct?
Yeah, that's when they'll officially get the program going. It's a lot of fun, and it's kid-friendly, so we say everybody bring your family out and come have a good time.
All right, then I thank you very much for making that call in for that. And what I will do is do my best to get a little bit more into that and anything else you care to add this evening.
Oh, we need to, you know, make sure we showing everybody support, and we ask to hear that Blame Boogie if we can.
All right, then. I appreciate you for calling in, and I will definitely ask you to hold on to the phone lines.
Thanks.
No problem. I thank you, because by doing that, I can put out there that HJS, Music ENT, along with the UXWA, they are definitely having a give out. So for the people who are online who said they just wanted to listen, and for some of the ones earlier, if you would like to attend that event, you could definitely hang up, call back, let us know. We have a few tickets for that event. It's the UXWA Wrestling at 4470 Bridge Road, Brooklyn, Ohio. You know, you all use the GPS system, so with that say, by that being said, I have to say it's 44144. That's the zip code. It's 44144 in Brooklyn, Ohio. Dr. Martin Luther Church, 7 p.m. And definitely for those who would like to attend, we invite you to definitely call in and take advantage of that. We do appreciate UXWA with that offer, as well as HJS Music. I also want to take the time real quick, because they say I don't offer enough information and all of that. So what I will do is let people know about the Feed the Homeless, which will happen also Saturday, April 26th, earlier throughout that day, calling on artists, DJs, radio personalities. The Norma Hare Women's Shelter at 2227 Payne Avenue, 2100 also. Lakeside Men's Shelter, 2092 Lakeside Avenue. More info, contact area codes 216-404-9098 or 216-210-6755. Then you flip over to the next day of April 27th. Now the same ones, same people doing this, which is definitely Legit Paper, Propound, and Connect Management. Now you see how they ended up on that charts, because they actually are doing something out in the streets. They present the Feed the Streets Hip Hop Showcase Part 2, featuring Young Shank, Al Fats, Trip Swiss, and they even invited alongside of Fred Ward from, of course, Lighthouse. They invited out Black on Black Crime Incorporated and said there would be a special presentation for us, and that will be Sunday, April the 27th. That is at 9 p.m., and we definitely thank them for getting out to do something. So, you know, before I tell you what, I'll play a track, and then I'll get into why I'm playing this track from this artist, because he did show up alongside myself, did some things alongside the youth the past, I'll say, Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. This is, of course, the R&B singer himself, Emacs, the image.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, little legs, light skin. Get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you, this is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my business. I'ma get you, girl, come to me, we can go all night if that's what you like,
well,
yeah.
Myself, I got a chance to help the kids pick up trash before the event, and school board member Tiffany Fisher of East Cleveland, who helped serve the people. And with that being said, Friday, May the 9th, Tucker's Casino, 15532 Euclid Avenue, 9 p.m., OPN Entertainment presents DNA Officials, ENT, Rough Stuff Records, Mayday Concert featuring Ray Sharp, EC Dre, Bannerman, Keith and Tope from Columbus, Sheriff Kilroy, hosted by 89.3 FM's 216 Radio's Be No Good. You know, 216 Radio does air on, I will say, Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, and that's WCSB.org. $5 in advance, $10 at the door. So I just wanted to throw that out there, let people know what's going on. Before I go to that, yeah, I see two nice little numbers. So I'm going to go first. Before I go to 614-398, I'm going to see what's going on with that area code of 330-592. How are you? Yes,
right.
You're online. How are you doing this evening? I take it that you, did you call to speak or just to listen?
Listen.
Hey, I appreciate that too. We're going to go to 614-398. Reason that I want to do that is because I want to see what may be on your mind from 614-398. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother, and yourself?
I'm doing very well blessed. What's going on with you this fine evening?
Well, you know what? I'm better than blessed, blessed by the best, wouldn't take none for less. I'm calling in to voice my opinion and to lift my voice up to let you know that we're with you 1,000,000% about these traffic cameras in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, posted up heavy in the urban community.
Please, go ahead. We're giving you a couple of minutes to speak on that.
No problem. I want to give a shout-out to Black on Black Crime. All the brothers and sisters are standing with you. Once again, it's Apostle Jarvis E. Cooper. And I'm representing the United Action Group Help Save East Cleveland with Pastors A.J. and Cheryl A. Thompson. And you know, we're serious about these traffic cams that are legally up in all of the urban inner-city communities. And we're taking this all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to, so that we can stand and speak for our people because their rights are being violated, due process is being violated. And so this is a call to ask all the people in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, especially in the urban community, to stand up and to stand with us. We'll be meeting this Saturday, 10 a.m., that's April the 26th, right on 108th and Union at the House of Prayer Ministries, 108801. Union Avenue, 10801 Union Avenue, and that's what I'm calling about, to lift my voice.
I thank you so much, and the reason that I say that is because being in the, a lot of us out there, you just don't know what type of example within the religious community that you all are setting, because not only are you basically demanding for people to stand up for themselves, you all are using the same things that I would say, you all are setting the biblical example. That's what Christ did. He stood up for the people and what's right. And I just want to say I commend you and I thank you for that example because it's something that is very necessary and very needed.
Yes, sir. And I would appreciate you for the platform and for the great work that you're doing. And I just want to say to the city of Cleveland, Ohio, stand up, because if we don't speak up and stand up, that we're sending a clear message saying that we love being disrespected, we love being bamboozled, we love being dishonored, and we love living beneath our means, and we're not supposed to live in lack. We're supposed to have what we need and then some. So I just want to thank you for the opportunity. Once again, I'm representing, you know, the United Action Help Save East Cleveland Group. We're right there at the House of Prayer Ministries, 10801, right in the east side of Cleveland, Ohio. And we'll be meeting this Saturday, April 26th. We want all the community to come out because we're giving you proper tools on how to address these situations, also improving our communities and protecting our communities. So we're giving good information the proper way. We know that, you know, protesting, that gets a lot of attention, and it's very necessary. But in order to get things changed, we're going to have to file some paper. And in order to do that, we need the people to stand up and let their voice be heard and let them know that we have to make things better for our families and for our community. And I'm an advocate to say let's take our community back. We need more businesses, and we need to stand up and help each other and live with dignity and respect and do it all the biblical way.
Thank you so much once again. As a matter of fact, I have a track that I definitely will be sending out to you in just about 4 minutes, if you can hold a line. We'll thank you.
Yes, sir. I sure will.
As a matter of fact, you know, this says a lot right here, because I just wanted to give another update to go along with that and say that the Ohio Supreme Court on June the 11th will already hear arguments over traffic cameras' legalities. The case involves the city of Toledo, but the ruling will impact drivers across Ohio and communities that use cameras as traffic cops. Now, the city is appealing the ruling in the 6th District Ohio Court of Appeals that said Toledo's method for processing tickets deprived motorists of due process and equal protection under the Ohio and U.S. Constitution. Now, Bradley Walker of Kentucky sued the city after challenging a $120 ticket he received in 2011. Now, Walker's lawsuit said Toledo's program is illegal because violations are handled by a hearing officer in the police department, stripping the Toledo Municipal Court of its jurisdiction over city law. The same thing that was just spoke about from our phone caller about being deprived of municipal jurisdiction courts in Cleveland and other areas. Now, in Cleveland, portable traffic cameras are so far at 78th and St. Clair, 173rd Euclid, 68th Franklin, 85th Huff, 32nd West 65th, 49th Rocky River Drive, 53rd and Lorraine Ave, 43rd Payne Ave, 21st Clark, 41st Superior, of course, 46th State Road, 114th Edgewater, 41st West 150th Street, and, of course, St. Clair and Lance Avenues. Now, 24th and 50th at East 55th, 24th at East 55th. Now, the Pastors Thompson and the TUA, man, the ultimate advocates, the Help Save EC Project, sent out a press release after the initiated drive took off last Wednesday morning, where they, along with several others, including Black on Black Crime, went downtown at around 9:30 a.m. to file, and that East Cleveland and Cleveland refrain from using unconstitutional automated traffic enforcement cameras. So, of course, we know that other groups from OPN, Peace in the Hood, also mentioned in the suit, and from Pastors Thompson and others. I want to just thank you all for being on the front line. So with that being said, what I will take that time to do is, before I even check in and play the track that I said I would, I'll tell you what. I'll play this track first, come right back.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Brio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution. Because of what happened clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch,
touch screens, and even though Tickle Me Elmos, the revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip-hop. That is hip-hop.
As a matter of fact, I love the fact on how, of course, Brother HJS reworked that classic beat from, as we pay tribute to the legendary Gil Scott Heron's track, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And definitely we have to think on those lines still. Before I go to that 786, area code 48, followed by 216347. Fortunately that we still have tickets left for the UXWA Wrestling, which will be this coming Saturday, 4470 Ridge Road, Brooklyn, Ohio, 44144 at 7 p.m. Also, before we get there, I just want to let people know, should they choose, every Wednesday, Creator Willing, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's meetings are held at 7 p.m. at 14715 Euclid Avenue at our new headquarters. That's 14715 Euclid Avenue. That's the intersection of Lee Road and Euclid Avenue. Storefront. Nice that we moved up. And, of course, the Art McCoy Radio Show, WERE 1490 AM, Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, for NewsTalkCleveland.com. So without further ado, let's go here and check and see what's going on with 786-488. How are you?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing NFNX and the Neighborhood Voice, and here's your weekly sports report, The Pulse. In the NBA, yeah, the Miami Heat went on to beat the Charlotte Bobcats 99-88 with LeBron James scoring a game high of 27 points. The San Antonio Spurs won in a nail-biting victory, 90-85. The surprising victory was the Wizards over the Chicago Bulls in a 102-93 victory. Also, the Brooklyn Nets won 94-87 versus Toronto Raptors. The Golden State Warriors played nearly a perfect game, beating the Clippers 109-105. But by far, the most surprising game of the whole NBA playoffs so far was the Atlanta Hawks beating the number one Indiana Pacers. The Atlanta Hawks won 101-93. Last, the scoring machine, Kevin Durant, was on fire, scoring 33 points to beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Today's history in sports. In 1969, Yoshi Ita, a Japanese runner, won the Boston Marathon. In 1984, David Palmer pitched the fourth ever perfect game in the Major League Baseball history. This has been your weekly sports report. Now back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you up front, is there anything that surprised you with the playoffs so far?
Right now it's been the Indiana, how good the Atlanta Hawks have played so far, and also the way LeBron James basically took over the fourth quarter against the Charlotte Bobcats. I mean, that's been the key things to me.
I hear you on that, and I appreciate the fact that you always do call in and keep us updated.
Appreciate you too. Okay.
No problem. And thank you for definitely being a part of course, the Varsity Music, Blog Music, of course, Blog Talk Radio family. So thank you.
Oh, thank you too, sir.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at two numbers that I will definitely get to, 216-347, and then followed by that, it will be 216-712. I'll throw out information as fast as possible before we get to the 216-347 phone number. So I will say that, of course, SOTC Radio is tonight, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM, and that is, of course, 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I also want to definitely just take a minute and a half to say that last Monday morning I had received a text from our Minister of Information saying that Jamal Rowling had been murdered on Division Avenue off 28th in Detroit. Now, I should preface it by saying I'm Vice President of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Now, anyway, around 5 p.m., same day, I received a call from voiceofradio.com's Janelle May, who put Jamal Rowling's mom on the line. Now, Janelle, she knew Jamal and that the family didn't have money to bury him. But how many of us are actually prepared to lose a loved one? So after, of course, I was able to put the mom in touch with Judy Martin, who gave them advice on setting up an account and how to do certain things like that, the rest of us had to check and see why detectives still hadn't contacted the family. It's like 7 days after the fact, and that still hadn't happened as of yet. Now, dealing with that part, we held a vigil, and it was a healing service. That's what we do our best to do, where Sister Laura Cohen joined us, and I was able to ask the people to definitely be there for the surviving family members, because that's when family members and others need support, not just the day of, but on the following days, like birthdays, holidays, you name it. You have to be mindful of that. So tomorrow morning, the home going will be at 7120 Cedar Avenue, Pernell Jones. They are still taking, of course, any type of donations there. And that is tomorrow. So now I want to check out that 216-347 phone number, 216-347. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well blessed. So, thank you for asking. And what's going on with you this evening?
Well, this is Tiffany Fisher, Mr. Porter, and I was calling just to listen into your radio show. I just started listening, so I don't have much to comment on. So I was trying to just listen a little further.
Well, I should say that Tiffany Fisher's name came up earlier in the show, believe it or not, because we just wanted to say thank you, because as a East Cleveland school board member, and to actually see you out there with OPN and others helping serve the whole community, a community meal outside, being out there with the children, you really set an example for what a person on a school board should be doing.
I appreciate the compliment. I'm doing my best. I'm still a new member since January, so hopefully you all see changes coming to our school district for the better, for the kids, the community, everything.
I thank you, and I'll ask you this. If you can give us 1 or 2 minutes, because whether it's East Cleveland or any school system, what is it that you would like to see, or how do you feel parents or other adults should be more involved in their children's education?
Yeah, this is very important. important to be involved and go through as many things as you can in your in the time that you have. I understand that parents work or guardians, that we work and have a busy schedule. I am also a parent in the district. But you have to get involved because you need to know what's going on, especially the school board meetings at in any district. There's a lot of information that you will not hear unless you attend those meetings, community meetings as well.
I thank you very much. And see, I got a chance to ask you, I had a chance to ask you that because I attended the last Democratic Ward Club meeting where you spoke on that very eloquently, and I need it for the listeners out there. We have so many different area codes and so many others who are listening, so we definitely needed you to speak on that. And thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It makes a difference even with the child itself. When a child sees you involved in things that are important to them that they might not even be aware of it is important to them, it makes a difference. Maybe not short time for some, but long time definitely.
And once again, we thank you for that information. If you can definitely hold the line, we'll appreciate it because I'm going to do my best to send something back out for you. So I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate that. Before we get to, of course, the 216-712 number and then the 440-715 phone number, we only have a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to do this as fast as possible. Give me 1 minute to say that a few decades ago, a program called Chilling in the Chapel began on the corner of Amore Lane, which is the home of Joe Shuster, Superman's creator. Now, yes, Superman created it, of course, Cleveland, Ohio, Glenville area. But anyway, Pastor Lamont Richmond Sr. would take it over while raising his children, working and being the pastor of course, Elam Church. He would take community youth out for free to give them something to do as well as meeting every week. And that was, of course, like I said, a few decades ago. And doing this all out of pocket. Now, Chilling in the Chapel, A New Generation, started again last Friday, years after it ended, from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Elam Church on Amore Lane is located on East 105 between Superior and St. Clair. Now, beforehand, Pastor Richmond Sr. did this all by himself. But this time, Rayshon Wicks, who was a teen and went through the program, as well as Lamont Jr., that's right, have stepped up to the plate alongside Terrence Vernon and others. And they're bringing this back because of the turbulent times in our city. So if youth and others can get there, they're working on ways to get youth and others there by transportation. And the reason I brought this up was because I had a chance to go to the inaugural event. I'm impressed because the pastor still works, ministers to his congregation also, and physically works on maintaining a building that was left by his grandfather and has a burning desire to work with the youth. This pastor gets recognition because many churches would make you, like, listen to a sermon of some kind before you eat, but his main thing is eat first, clean performances and games without a sales pitch to join the congregation. I also ran into artists of Amore ENT, as it presents OXE and Alliance, both who are definitely not PG artists, but deal with reality. And so that shows that the pastor, Pastor Richmond Sr., is open and inclusive. And anything that I talk about like this, you could definitely reach on, we'll say, a 216. I love this 216-440 area code. I want to go up here real quick and see what's going on with, of course, I have to look at the 216-712 area code. That's 216-712. How are you this evening?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling quite well, very well.
Good. I'm the creator of the News Junkie Daily, and I've enjoyed your show. And I also enjoyed the information that you put out on social media. It's very helpful for the community. And I look forward to doing a lot of work with you.
Thank you so much. That means so, so much, and that's appreciated.
Okay. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do, actually.
Yes, we do. That's the truth on that. So we will be doing that. All right. And thanks again.
You're very welcome. And welcome to the News Junkie.
If you could repeat what you just said when you said welcome to.
I said welcome to the News Junkie Daily as well.
All right. We appreciate that. And if you hold a line, I have something that I think you will definitely, definitely enjoy and appreciate as well. So thank you.
Okay.
You know, in this show, is a blessing because you get a chance to get out there and you talk to people. As a matter of fact, I do want to put out there, since I've got most things out of the way, let me throw out there Facebook page of Alfred Porter, J.R., period. That's Alfred Porter, J.R., period. Sheriff's hat. It'll be a sheriff's hat in a profile picture. I always felt like you have to arrest yourself first before you can deal with other people. That's still a work in progress for myself. Trust me, I know. Thursdays, voicesradio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And now I get to check on, it's a blessing the Creator has allowed this show to be in existence. I want to check with 216-640, that's 216-640, to see what is it you'd like to say. 216-640? I thank you for choosing to listen. As a matter of fact, the one thing I've said is if something happens and you feel that it's very interesting and that you would like to definitely comment on something later on, you can always feel free to hang up and call right back in. One thing I could say, it's been a pleasure to do this particular show because I've gotten a chance to get through a lot of information and we perish for lack of information. So have been said, all of that. And given a lot of people a few things that are going on, I want to let people know, should they choose, the standing ovation party, the standing ovation party in honor of the courageous women of Cleveland will be on June the 14th. That's Saturday, June the 14th, from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. So if you all want to come through after all kind of daily activities. We know everything's going on during the day. Feel free. And our thing is, no, we won't be, like, sitting back crying or anything like that. It's to honor the courageous women of Cleveland who've been through so much, yet still they stand strong. Hundreds of men are coming to salute and honor our beautiful women as they walk down the red carpet at the Bingham Entertainment Palace Complex, 11209, Kinsman Avenue, Saturday, June the 14th, and it's an all-star live female music review, and those ladies, we have some of the nicest entertainment, some who will be singing, playing instruments, entertainment with a live DJ, BYOB, but food will be there to be purchased from, of course, the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, donation $10. For contact info, you can contact, of course, Mrs. Porter at 486-0236, Ms. Johnson at 441-0041, Ms. Martin at 990-0679. Just add, of course, the, we will say, 216 area codes, the number that just came through. I will have to definitely, if you call in earlier next week, we'll get that 216-322 on, but I am going to attempt to leave out this track for everybody because it's like just something spiritual that I feel needs to be said. Kim Julius Hammond. What you gonna do? Come on, come on. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?